As many universities in Australia grapple with declining lecture attendance numbers, questions remain as to what their future holds. There's been much discourse over the effectiveness of the traditional lecture structure in the era of flexible digital learning. So what can be done to revitalize lecture attendances for the next generation of Australian students? In search for this answer and more, The Wire's Tony Pankaluik spoke to lecturer and researcher at the University of Melbourne's Faculty of Education, Dr. Hugh Gundlach.
So obviously we've seen drastic changes in technology in recent decades, and it's always changing. But when lectures and attendance at tutorials and different types of classes are available online, you will see obviously it's more convenient for lots of people to attend or consume the learning materials, whether that's a recording or looking at lecture slides or handouts and things, when it's more convenient to consume those or access those from home remotely using a computer. You can understand that there might be lower attendance in person because people have to go physically to a university campus, which might not be very close to where they live. But what was also interesting is that we've seen trends that attending a live lecture or even accessing the video recording of lectures and materials like that has also declined. So that's what started the interest in this as a research area.
Can you describe what kind of impacts the declining attendance is having on, say, students, the lecturers, and even on other learning avenues, say, perhaps the tutorials?
Yes, so if you think about lectures where it's the largest grouping of students all in the one space and there's that big community feel, it would be where students meet their cohort, and depending on what course, that can be really important that you meet people you're going to have a lot of classes with, and they may well be your profession. It might be, think about some things like science or engineering, medicine and medical sort of courses. They might well be fellow specialists and professionals you're in an industry with. The effect for those students is that you have networks that aren't quite as strong as they could be or would have been in previous generations. The other thing is just the enjoyment of interacting with people around the content, whether that's even in lectures and workshops and seminars of various sizes. You can interact with each other, you chat about certain points. Tutorials in those smaller learning environments where it might be anywhere between 5 and 20 or 25 people in a tutorial. When people don't attend those in person, it's really been diminishing the learning experience, certainly for the students. And we've also noted that with lecturers and tutors and any workshop leaders, the fewer people in attendance, you don't get that critical mass of, I guess, I don't want to say it, but I will say it, vibe, you know, just feeling like people are there and they're excited about something or they're there and present. You don't get that in the same way that if you've ever been to a comedy show and there's only a few people in the audience, it's just not enough critical mass to feel like it was an experience.
Is it true some universities in Australia have scrapped lectures? And what have they adopted instead to replace the old lecture structure? If you can talk more about that.
Yeah, so the trends we've sort of seen is lectures as they were traditionally sort of constructed, where it might well have been the whole cohort of students taking a subject. Or when there's enormous subject, you know, for me as an undergraduate, something like microeconomics was enormous, and the lecturer would do back-to-back lectures, so three or four in a row with hundreds of people in each lecture theatre because it was such an enormous subject. What we're seeing now is you can have that blended delivery where people might attend in person, but people can also live stream a lecture. We might also see a blended way where the lecturer delivers it in person, but it's recorded and people can watch the recording later. They just download it after it's been kind of edited. Another way of doing things is to reclassify something from a lecture into, say, a workshop or a seminar, which might mean smaller class sizes and more regular classes of that particular subject, but there might be a bit more interaction. You might have, I guess you'd call them perhaps instructors, where one person has made the lecture slides, but the instructors read them off, and they might add a bit of their own expertise, but it's a bit like a franchise, if you like, where you've sort of bought the rights to the lecture and they deliver it in their own way, but it's maybe not their original creation. So these are some of the ways that we're seeing lectures merge into other things or be reclassified.
When you spoke about technologies earlier, and this just popped into my head, you know how we've heard all this discourse of artificial intelligence in all across society and including in education? Do you think maybe AI is going to play some role changing, like with the way lectures are run?
Definitely. So I don't think it's quite, I mean, it could be a sort of fanciful science fiction thing where you could have an AI lecturer. I'm sure you can, well, I know that for a fact you can have something like get AI to take a whole bunch of material from sources that you upload. You could upload journal articles as PDFs. You could upload huge quantities of text, ask AI to make a lecture from that. And then you can ask AI either to narrate that as an audio recording, or you can even have AI presenters. Someone's probably got the tech expertise to have a celebrity, you know, delivering that lecture, and they have the audio. One of my close friends and colleagues is a real whiz with AI, and he showed us how he was able to have himself deliver a lecture in perfect French just using AI. So it records his video, it has his voice in English, but it can translate it into French. So it's crazy what the technology can do. I think what's more common at the moment would be things like you can have a Zoom or a Teams meeting and AI will transcribe everything that was said, not just by, say, a lecturer, but by people in a meeting. It will transcribe who said what. And that's a pretty clever proxy way of attending a lecture. You could have the recording of the transcript from something that took 2 hours and you could just read that transcript really quickly, or you could be searching that transcript for keywords. You could ask AI to summarize that transcript and get rid of all the ums and the ahs and the irrelevant conversations. So I think you're right. AI is definitely going to be able to affect lectures and university learning, but I don't think we're at delivering them in French from a celebrity just yet.
Is there any other talking points that I may have missed that you'd like to bring up just as we wrap up?
I think one of the key messages as university sort of educators in a tertiary space and also as a researcher in education, it might seem that we are just trying to hold on to lectures or in-person learning because it's what we do, in the same way that businesses are coming under fire for trying to get employees to come back into the office after the pandemic and that move towards working from home. But most educators genuinely feel that incredible value to be had by attending something in person, to being present, to interacting with people around the content that you're learning and around those skills. Because certainly the convenience of online learning, we're not disputing that or saying that that's a bad thing. But people don't engage in the same way that if you're at the bus stop and someone's on their phone, you think, okay, well, we won't start a conversation. If you can think of that at a macro level, where someone is never really in the lecture theatre, you don't have that chat before the lecture, you don't chat to them during a lecture when there's an opportunity to discuss something, you don't catch up with them after the lecture to talk about what you just learnt or to make that friendship. We're coming at it from that angle as well, that there are social benefits to attending classes in person, and that's part of the learning experience as well.
That was Dr. Hugh Gundlach from the University of Melbourne speaking to The Wire's Tony Pankalowicz.